You can skip this, or you can listen, and you'll be amazed what they were singing about 30 years ago. But I digress. So it's pretty amazing to me how well that song synced up with the video footage that I showed you. And that is all footage that I took in Sacramento, California. I saw this stuff raining from the sky and just assumed, dude, that's just you seeing things. But after 40 miles, I realized this was absolutely everywhere. This was absolutely everywhere. I mean, you couldn't miss it. This was the biggest, craziest, weirdest stuff from the sky that I've ever seen before. Now, I've done videos in the past where I've seen this stuff out by the Mississippi River, out by Missouri, etc. But this was on the West Coast and it was everywhere and it was big. I mean, what the F is that? And I did my due diligence, as I often do. I walked around and made sure there was no processing plants, no plastic plants, anything to that effect that could possibly somehow cause residual spider webs to fall from the sky. But they did, and there weren't anything. This was coming straight out of the sky, and it was all over everything. Everywhere. And these are the weather temperatures. I was just in the Mojave Desert, and it was so cold that I had to have a fire going in my rooftop tent, which is highly unusual. And currently, I'm in Moab, Utah, and it's freezing out. Not a cold snap. It's been freezing below 40 degrees and then way below freezing every night, for a week. And that's going to be the new thing. And I've spoken to everybody that I know out here, and they're all like, this has never happened before. It's not Thanksgiving. Every year, November and December is my time of the year to come to Moab. I try never to come here other than November and December because it's 70, 75, sometimes 80. It's not crushing. Well, the weather is crazy right now, absolutely crazy. And this is what they're warning people of. Huge swaths of the nation at risk of winter blackouts in case of extreme weather. Because they tell us this every single solitary year, but they never do anything to fix any of the problems that would cause these huge blackouts. If it's not winter blackouts, it's summertime fires where they burn everything down. Do you remember when I told you about the darkest winter? They're seeing single degrees in Wyoming. Single degrees. The West Coast is freezing cold. I don't know how they do it. I don't know how they do it, but I have to say that those spider webs from the sky must be something to do with it, because it's crazy that I tried to ride my mountain bike tonight. I'm from the Northeast. I'm used to riding my mountain bike in the snow. You've seen me do it in the snow, in the rain, in the wintertime, etc. It's so cold I couldn't ride my bike, and yet I couldn't see my breath. It's below freezing, but I can't see my breath. That doesn't make any sense. So whatever we're seeing is clearly a part of this. These fellas right here, Nephilia. Nephilia. What does that word bring to mind? Exactly. It's exactly what it brings to mind for me as well, okay? But the strange thing about Nephilia's website is these people are into weather. Massive weather manipulation, etc., so forth and so on. But when you go to their about page, what do you see? You see spider webs. I stumbled upon this completely and totally by accident. Another YouTuber who made really good videos, she doesn't make them anymore because apparently she's decided that this is the time we should all just give up and, you know, go do fashion thing. I don't know. But I ain't giving up on this. I don't put videos out every single solitary day because I'd turn into an absolute blithering idiot. I wouldn't be able to handle it because you think it's bad for you? Think about this when you're watching my videos. I think about this stuff constantly, all day. If I didn't travel around alone, listening to audiobooks and seeing parts of the country I didn't get to see while I was locked away in prison, I'd probably lose my entire mind. This is not a coincidence whatsoever at all. And the fact that we were telling you about the darkest winter and then suddenly Joe Biden came out and started using it while he was campaigning, I have a funny feeling that this is the darkest winter because it's already begun. This is insanity. It's insane how cold it is. 33 degrees in Aurora, Colorado, where I am not. I am in Moab, Utah. There you go. Yeah, you know where I am. Beautiful, right? 43 degrees. I'm in the desert. The Mojave. I was on the Mojave Road the other day, and the temperatures were the same. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Look at this. I'm in the desert, man. So what are they doing? How do they do this? Why is it that when I breathe outside, even though it's too cold to ride my mountain bike because my hands and my feet were absolutely freezing, even though I'm used to it, but maybe I'm getting old, who knows? I don't know. 29 degrees, and when I breathe outside, I can't see my breath. Something's going on, and I really, really suggest you prepare yourselves for this. I told you last year, I told you the year before, but you know what? I'd rather be wrong and have 100 people get motivated to get prepared and then be laughed at because I was wrong reading the symbols that these scumbags leave us. You think that's a coincidence? This is a weather manipulation company, and this is the second. This is their about page. This is their about page. What does a spiderweb in the world have to do with anything? Well, I think they're basically just saying what I just showed you. For the most part, you know what I mean? Does that make sense? You getting it? Yeah. Spiderwebs coming from the sky and landing all over everything, and nobody notices it. Nobody cares. It's just no big deal. People, be ready. If you don't know how to be ready, watch this video.
Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome back to another video. This video is going to be a one-stop shop for keeping yourself warm in 2022 in the winter. Whether you're in your home, in your vehicle, outside, camping off-grid, etc., I'm going to leave you.
I made this video for you guys last year. And this video is going to tell you, if you don't know how to do it, how to keep warm indoors and outdoors with no heat. I spent a lot of time and a lot of energy making videos like this. And of course, nobody watches them, or it appears that nobody watches them, because I do get shadow banned and I do understand that. And I still keep plugging along. You know what I mean? Videos like this right here that you should really know about, because, wow, that's weird. My intro is at the beginning. That was an old one, I guess. How to make power when solar fails. I spent a lot of time, energy, and effort on this video to show you how to make power when you have no solar, when there is no sun. It gives its heat to everyone. You see what I'm saying? At any rate, I'll leave Amazon links. I will leave links to the Gold Co. because if you have money in your bank, get it out of your bank. Because it appears they are starting this. I have never seen this in my life. I'll be 55 in 8 days, unless the creek rises and the good Lord isn't willing. I'll be 55. I've been here a long time. I have never once ever seen Moab this cold. I've never seen the Mojave. I'm in places where I went there intentionally because it's warm and it's freezing cold. The fact that they've got the ability to do that is frightening, but we've known about that. It's all I've ever talked about in this YouTube channel since I started this YouTube channel. You see what I'm saying? You got money in the bank, get it out. Links will be below. If you need any of this gear, I'll leave links below. If you need to watch these videos, I'll leave links below. I just don't know what else to tell you. Be ready. This does not look good, and this is not a false alarm. Richie from Boston, I'm out.